I'm going to be honest with you. I'm looking at this list and I'm like, I don't recognize anybody except for Lindholm.
What list?
Of the 2014.
Oh, really?
Lindholm.
Who was the first round pick?
Connor Blakely.
Oh, crap. He's gone.
Yeah, I don't even remember where he went.
Do we want to do something else?
But he hasn't. No.
We can do jersey numbers if you want.
No.
Because if you want to talk about Lappy, we'll talk about Lappy.
No.
I don't even need a reason.
No. Well, yes, we can talk about Lappy anyways. But yeah, we can. We'll hit it and quit it on this. You know, no problem.
What about the podcast? Hello, Avalanche fans, and welcome back to season 11 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. This is your home for almost everything Avalanche, and I'm your host, Jay Bean. In this show, my man James Tape Leg Graylian discuss new Avalanche players, old Avs players that are now gone, new radio and TV voices for the organization, and new and maybe improved catchphrases for the show. Those topics and much more Avalanche and hockey stuff coming at you in episode number 114 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. Stay tuned. The AHP is next. Hey, what's going on, Avalanche fans, and welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast. He's James Tapeleg Graylian, and I'm Jay Veen, and this is your home for almost everything Avalanche for the 11th straight year.
11th straight year. Nice catchphrase. I like that.
How many?
That's a good catchphrase.
I like catchphrases.
Yeah, I like catchphrases. How many what?
How many? I think about this like in dog years, you know. Mm-hmm. How many years is in a podcast year?
How many? Well.
Like, how old are we talking here?
I think it kind of has to deal with like the frequency that you do it. Like, if we were doing it like every other day, right now you're dressed like a podcaster that does it every day. You got like the big hat with the logo and the hard brim. You got like the black shirt on.
Yeah.
You know, you look very comfortable right now. Like you are ready to sit in that chair for 2 hours and talk about something that, and you do that every day. That's kind of that's your look today.
But I'd be getting paid for it.
You're not getting paid now?
I got a burrito. I paid for it though.
You bought the burrito.
Shout out to Pete's Kitchen, the unofficial official provider of nourishment for the AHP.
You know what I like about our new season? We're already off to a winning start by talking about things that are not Avalanche. So
hashtag winning. Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, welcome back.
We're ready for the 2018-2019 season. Well, yeah. As ready as we think we're going to be.
I think we're darn ready because we're in a new studio.
Mm-hmm. New headquarters,
right,
if you will.
Which is actually means that I moved apartments. Mm-hmm. So, and we actually have, like, it's not just in the living room. So I shouldn't have to remind myself that I need to turn off the fridge because really professional operations over here.
You've taught me well because I knew because we were on the other side of a wall that you didn't have to mess with the fridge. And so it's rubbing off on me.
Have you never been in a house before?
I've been in a house before, but I've never had to turn off the fridge because we're doing a podcast. Mm-hmm. It's pretty simple.
I'm just here to teach things.
You do it well, sir.
Thank you.
You do it well. So welcome back, everyone. We're going to talk about the 2014. It's episode number 114. So we're going to talk about the 2014 Colorado Avalanche Hockey Club Amateur Draft. So not a lot of recognizable names.
So many people that I...
all the people. First...
Oh. Yeah. Now they're... And this is really what I love about doing the draft with you on these things is that this is when people really figure out that we are just a couple of morons, or at least I am, because I'm just like, I have no idea who that is.
We're not trying to hide anything.
That guy, blah, blah, blah. So
we're here to bring up names that you may not have heard ever or for a while. And that's what this is for. It's fun.
So fifth round, Anton Lindholm. He's still with the
Still with the team. Good for fifth rounder on a big league squad. Good for him.
Having the coolest name, I'm going to have to go with third round pick Kyle Wood.
You said Wood.
I did.
I believe he's still in the organization, but
that's because that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Wood. Connor Blakely.
I mean, once in a while we talk about the first round picks, assuming that they're still around, and we're going to bring up actually two of them. Blakely's one in this show, who's now gone. Is he in St. Louis still? Wherever he is, we can click on his name and find out.
I do not see Wood on the cap friendly chart.
So that's not a good sign.
No.
And also Duncan.
Maybe he's playing for free.
I mean, he could.
He could.
kind of like we're podcasting for free. But we could talk about Duncan Siemens as well, who was a former first round pick from not very long ago, from 2011, who's had a professional tryout with the Flames, mm-hmm. and now we can't find him on the hockey sites.
He was, so that's the difference between being drafted second and being drafted 11th. Because if you were second, you were Gabriel Landeskog. And if you were 11th, you had a professional tryout with the Flames. And that's kind of not a great place to be in after being a prospect with the Avs for a while.
Interesting how those things work out.
I wonder about these things with the, we talk about the minors and all that. And I wonder about the, how much the overall team success has on something like that. Mm-hmm. I think about the fact that they didn't make the playoffs for so long down there in San Antonio. That's got to be, I wonder how that affects your prospects after that. Because, everybody can't just watch you all the time. And
there's the big club, too. If the big club's playing well, it buys you more time as a first-round draft pick to develop.
Probably,
If they're pushing you a little too hard and you're not quite ready for that level of action and your confidence gets shaken.
I like my coffee.
I like coffee.
Yeah. 20 NHL games is what seems to have one goal, one assist, according to Wikipedia.
For Duncan.
For Duncan.
For Donut.
For Donut.
Yeah. So, kind of crazy. Crazy stuff.
Let's see.
Anybody else?
Nicholas Magyar. Magyar?
I've just seen the name on the back of a jersey. That's about it.
I'm just going to wreck a couple of names here.
That's fun. That's always fun.
Alexis Pepin, which is actually, fairly easy. Maximilian Pajpak?
That's gangster.
That is Slovakian.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That guy's got to have like a pipe and a monocle.
So much swagger.
Constantly. Mm-hmm. Top hat, maybe?
I don't know. Slovakia? Did they have top hats in Slovakia?
Well, if they didn't, he should have started that trend. Mm. Just saying.
Maximilian.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Swag for days.
Better than Max 100. Terrible joke. Thank you. Okay, so.
Place value, friends. we're going to get you ready for the season. We're going to talk about who signed in the offseason. So we can go ahead and get into this.
Yeah, because I even hate myself for that joke. That was terrible.
That's why I tried to move on really quickly. The Avalanche signed Mark Ault to a 2-year deal, mm-hmm. $725,000 per.
He's in the minors already.
Which might be a good thing. He was a guy they had to lean on just a little bit last year, but now they have too many defensemen. Mm. That's always nice.
It's not a bad thing to have. It's good organizationally. It sucks for the guys because then they're like, oh man, I got
replaced.
Yeah. Or what are my prospects now? Taking that Duncan Siemens slot.
There it is.
Life's good.
Mark Barberio, 2 years at 1.45 per. That's a
good deal.
He doubled his salary from last year and the year before, I believe. Mm-hmm. He had a good season.
Yeah.
So good for him. Well-earned raise. Patrick Nemeth was fourth amongst NHL defensemen with a plus 27 rating last year. Mm-hmm. Signed a 1-year deal for $2.5 million. That double and a half his salary from the year before.
Double and a half.
Double nice. Place value, man. If you're not up with the math, you might get lost on the show. Okay. So. A couple forwards, Gabriel Bork signs a 1-year deal, almost $1 million. Mm-hmm. And Matt Nieto signs a 2-year deal, almost $2 million. And that doubled his salary. Well-earned for him. Mm-hmm. He can skate a little bit.
Yeah.
Long Beach native.
That pretty much was like the Blake Como money to those guys.
We'll talk about are we going to miss Blake Como?
Ahead?
Nope. Okay. Well, you did, but you didn't even mean to.
Well, I can't. Yeah.
Blake Como.
Yeah.
Should we talk about who's gone and then who got signed?
Yeah, let's finish up the signings and then we'll talk about the new team and then we'll talk about those.
Okay.
We'll shun the non-Avalanche shift.
We will totally do that.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
Oh, man.
How dare they go get paid? Rough. Jerks. Those are the guys that we saw with the Avalanche last year that are now re-signed. We got a face palm across the table already. What are we, 5 minutes in?
Okay, here's a couple. I really want to. Okay, first off, I'm going to apologize
in advance. Or
I think for what has happened and what is coming.
Okay, that's fair.
And maybe even what is happening right now, this is our preseason.
We're in preseason form.
Yeah. Also, I didn't get off work till one. I got home from work at 1 a.m. last night, and so I'm still waking up. I'm rubbing the grounds in my eyeballs.
We're good.
Trying to figure out what the heck. I don't even know what's happening.
We're good, man.
Okay.
We're so good.
So anyways.
All right. Here's the guys the Avalanche signed in the offseason from other teams. Philip Grubauer.
Thank you.
26-year-old backup goaltender from the Capitals.
Mm-hmm.
3 years, $3.33 million. A lot of threes there.
So that's
three and a third million.
That's two former Capitals mm-hmm. goalies as the goalies.
That is. And then we've got two more former guys from the same team as well from Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Calvert, 28 years old, 24 points last season. Signed for 3 years, 2.85 per.
24 points last season.
2.85 for 24 points?
He must have been injured or something.
I don't know, man.
You know, if we were good.
We're in the wrong gig is what we're in.
If we were good at this, we would actually have looked that up. Anyways,
go ahead. We'd make at least $2.85 per episode. Hmm. Ian Cole, defenseman from Columbus, 29 years old. He won two Stanley Cups in Pittsburgh. 3 years, 4.25
per. Yeah.
That's a pretty good payday and adds some depth to the blue line that I think was needed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a very untried, untested blue line last year, and
without EJ when he gets hurt.
And, yeah. They needed that solution for when one of those guys goes out. It's a lot like, you know, the Avalanche, they have two top defensemen, you know, one more defensive than the other. And then after that, it becomes a question mark. If you're going to play those games, it's like having a backup goalie that only plays 10 games and you'd only trust him to play 10 games.
Yep.
Your other guy is going to go down at some point. You know, if he gets a knee injury or something like that, you need to be ready. Oh,
I saw what you did there. You didn't even mean to do that.
I totally didn't mean to do that.
No, but I totally agree. They've been lacking some depth, and all of a sudden Mark Alt is pushed into action when Mark Alt may not be, ready or the appropriate guy to be able to play at that level.
Yeah.
So having some depth there is something they've lacked for a while, and now they do. They have some depth. So
welcome to the Avs Hockey Podcast, your home for reasons for James to hate himself.
Whoa.
Is that a new catchphrase for us?
It's like Jack Handy.
I think we lost a catchphrase recently, so
we got to think about a new one.
Yeah,
kind of jacked for a catchphrase.
A little bit. We're not going to talk
just
about
a little bit.
We're not going to talk about that.
We're not going to talk about that at all. We feel great about everything.
I'm not bitter.
No.
No.
Much. Notable departures. We're going to go towards these while James.
I believe that the proper word is seeds.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Blake Como signs a 3-year deal with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine especially that deal. And I think the Bernier deal as well. I don't think the Avalanche were ready to offer Blake Como or Bernier a 3-year deal.
I think based on injuries and age. Well, yeah. I mean, if they weren't looking towards the next goaltender, I could see them offering a couple of years to Bernier.
Mm-hmm. Como, I believe, is 34. If I got that, like, he's not going to get any faster.
No.
Although he brings a lot to the table.
Well, he does. Like, I mean, the drop pass.
Damn.
Wow. That was harsh.
It was right on somebody's stick, though.
Yeah, it's like there's the difference between a turnaround no-look drop pass that goes to your own guy and a turnaround I did look and put it on the other team's stick.
Still makes me cringe after all this time.
God, it was so beautiful.
To someone.
There was but Bernier, I mean, like, first off, Bernier is going to go where he can get a number one job or try to get a number one job. If the Avalanche weren't offering that as a pipeline, it would probably be very obvious, and just say, look, you know, you're not going to be that here. We don't think you're going to be the number one here. Then, yeah, move on. No problem. That's what they had to go do because Varley's running out, you know.
Yeah, these next few years are going to be interesting to see if Grubauer is the long-term guy or mm-hmm. if they want to keep Varley around or.
It's a lot of pressure on mm-hmm. Grubauer now. And you've seen how a lot of goalies kind of flake out on that when they become the guy or they're the slated guy. And all of a sudden it's like, what happened to that guy? I think some would argue, Abisher mm-hmm. was that way. I think Abisher was, you know, underrated.
Yeah.
But
it was cool to watch him develop as a goaltender. I remember him early, especially playing behind one of the best of all time. He looked like he's flopping around everywhere, but as he kind of grew into that role, it was kind of cool to watch that happen. But
right.
And we're not trying to be critical of anybody either. I mean, we act like,
I'm being critical.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what people pay their money for.
Bunch of jerky jerk faces.
Take that, everyone.
Yeah.
But I think it's just a matter of like,
good try, hockey guy.
Oh, now we're rhyming.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Still too early. I didn't even recognize. Anyways, go ahead.
But I mean, like, it's not like finding number one goaltenders that you can depend on game in, game out, or 75 games a year. They grow on trees. Like, mm-hmm. it takes a while to figure out what the heck you're going to do while trying not to overspend on everything. And I don't know, between Varley's health and mm-hmm. his performance, when he's healthy, he's fine. But he's proven that he can't be dependent on to be healthy. So we'll see what happens with it.
He's only got so much more groin to go, and then mm-hmm. he's done. And no,
did you say groin?
Groin.
Groin.
Groin. That's how you say it, right?
Groin. Yeah, groin. I thought you said groin, which was
groin.
Would have been amazing.
Groin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did you think I said?
I thought you meant growing.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
No, groin.
Oh, wow. Well played, sir. Because it, oh, sheesh. Moving on.
I'm very confused. no, I mean, to me, I would not be surprised if this is, you know, Varley's last NHL contract. Yep. I mean, I don't think he's going to go down the pipeline of being a backup in this league.
No, I think
he'd
so
rather go, I mean maybe he'd rather go to Russia, but I also think that his injuries are going to make it hard to really throw a lot of money at him. That may be it for him.
I think his health, especially this season, he's an unrestricted free agent after this season, so mm-hmm. maybe he goes back to Russia. I don't know. I'm hoping he plays well, so there's a number we can depend on.
Yeah, or I could see him going Lokomotiv.
Yeah.
Because he was going to be.
He was there before anyway.
He was going to be their guy, wasn't he? And then he got signed by the deal. And yeah.
I don't know. Big, you know, he's 30 years old. It's a big year for him. Mm-hmm. And hopefully he's definitely up for the challenge.
He's got those steely Zoolander eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, he could go into lots of things.
He's got options there.
Yeah.
He definitely does. Quick side note, while I'm on Cap Friendly, the Avalanche have the Ottawa Senators first round pick this year, no matter where they finish.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it's going to be at least top 10, if not even better. And based on what Ottawa looks like, especially after trading, Carlson to the Sharks, like that's a happy move for us Avalanche fans. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. And, just know either way, the Avalanche have two first round draft picks this season on top of, you know, Samuel Girard, on top of Kamenev, on top of everything that came to them in that move. So thank you, Matt Duchene, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I'm waiting for them to actually trade Matt Duchene away at this point, because they are having a fire sale. It is ridiculous.
Kind of a mess.
It's a clearance.
We know how that goes.
Everything must go. And by everything, we mean the owner.
They've got guys outside spinning signs outside the stadium. Everything's got to go, guys.
I want to see like
snarky fans spinning, out there doing that.
You know, hockey sticks doing the sign spinny.
That's right.
Flipping around.
That's right. And like we said earlier,
we are inundated with those guys here, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
That happens.
Sorry, this is not the
donut's gone. Sorry, Duncan Siemens fans. The experiment is over.
Two of them? Who was, I don't know.
Maybe three or four.
I don't know who was like, oh man, this guy is going to be. I mean,
the Avs were at one point.
You pull for guys. You definitely pull for guys, and you know that's. I guess my thing is, like, if you have, everybody wants, you know, draft a defenseman, and you know you just don't, just because you drafted a defenseman doesn't mean they're going to work out. Just because you drafted a defenseman high doesn't mean they're going to work
absolutely
out.
Absolutely not.
You know,
it's going to take a while for them to develop, if they develop at all.
The reason that scouts are so good at scouting, what makes it, you know, is that they can watch a guy and be able to tell how good he is on a team that maybe isn't so good. Yeah. Like, you look at, it's maybe a little bit unfair, but Rick Nash mm-hmm. is held up as just such a super stud and all of that. But he was on a Columbus Blue Jackets teams that were not good at all. Mm-hmm. Then he goes to New York, where there's some more stars on the team, and he really doesn't do that well. Now, mind you, as that happens, as he gets older, you know, so maybe that's a little bit of an unfair comparison, but you can really see that, especially on Western team or junior teams. You know, your guys, you look at the stats on these guys, and it's like, you know, your first liners are scoring 100 points in a season. And it's like, oh my God, this guy gets the NHL because it's going to be amazing. And then you look at the fourth liners and you're like, that guy has 4 points.
Yeah.
You know, and he's a center. What
guys,
the heck?
Guys like Scott Parker, who scored like crazy in juniors mm-hmm. and first round draft pick, and then mm-hmm. has a totally different role when he makes it to the NHL.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. It's all a gamble. That's really what it is between the draft and sometimes free agency. Yeah. It's like trying to figure out how this guy's going to fit in or develop or not develop or enhance or whatever they're going to do for your team. It's gambling.
It is like gambling. It's it's an educated guess based on the information that you have, but there's so much information that you don't have, and you don't see the way that somebody's going to develop. That's one of the things with the the Red Wings were always touted as being such great drafters. Well, in a way, yeah, but in a way, they, you know, because they'd find all these gems in the end. Well, did they find a gem, or did a gem develop out of the ones that they did? Because you then, what about all the guys that didn't? You
know, it's crazy. And there's more guys that don't develop than that do. And it's sometimes you get lucky.
Absolutely.
Many times you don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
Yeah.
We got that. What else we got?
Hey, you know, Jerome McGinley retired.
He did.
That was a little surprising. I thought that somebody would pick him up, but maybe just not, you know, in the role he wanted. I'm sure. Yeah.
Hall of Famer. Sure shot Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
Always cool to watch.
One of those guys that didn't, he never won a cup. That was just weird. You know, sure. That like he's definitely going to be a Hall of Famer, but he got that one sniff. Yep. That was about it.
Yeah.
I think there was a, who was it? I think it was the Malcolm Gladwell's Revisionist History. I don't know if you've listened to that podcast.
A little bit.
It's all about hockey.
every single episode.
Actually, one of them actually is. Yeah. It's pretty cool. You got it. If you guys haven't listened to it, if you're not a Malcolm Gladwell fan, episode that is kind of very much about, it has a hockey thing, which is, I think it's Malcolm Gladwell's 12 Rules for Living, which is not about his 12 Rules for Living. It's about his one rule, and you got to listen. Anyway. I believe it was him that was talking about basketball and the difference between having like that all-star team, like the Heat, where there were all these stars, and then you get, and not having those guys who are, you know, a little lower and keeping it real and things like that, and how that balances out. And that's kind of, you know, like Jerome McGinley went to Pittsburgh on a team which was chock full of stars, and it didn't work. Because you do need the guy to give the pass to the other dude. Not if everybody wants to shoot, then everybody's ready for you to shoot. But if you're the guy that can make the pass over to the other guy who's going to shoot, that's a really good role to have. And you need those guys.
You need them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's sometimes the thing with like when they like you look at Joel Quenneville, you know, and when he's putting on when he would stack Hossa, Kane and Taze all on the same line. It's like, you know what? That's nice and all. And you wonder why they weren't as big of a threat. Well, they're not as big of a threat because they're not playing together well, because they're not fulfilling the right role.
They're not complementing each other.
Yeah, exactly. So why does a team like Las Vegas, which didn't have any,
that's a good example.
Guys like that, you know, like stars, any big stars, but everybody played together well, everybody pulled together well, and everybody fulfilled their role well.
Know your role.
Yeah.
Yep. Stay in your lane.
Even though the fourth line is really changing its aspect of what it is, that still doesn't mean that it doesn't have a role.
I'm really curious to see how that team especially evolves through time. Mm-hmm. And you said it best last year. You said they had 4 second lines. Mm-hmm. You know, eventually they're going to have to pay their goal scorers.
Right.
And eventually they're going to have to not pay their fourth liners as much so they can pay their goal scorers.
Right.
Their fourth liners. So it's going to be interesting to watch that evolve.
Yeah. Which they've already kind of got a little bit. Stastny went there, yep. Right? Who else went there recently? Somebody else.
Stastny's the guy I remember the most.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. No, there was Volcanic just went there, okay. Right? For Tatar.
That's right. That's right. Trade action.
Which, you know, that's going to be interesting because now, you know, your one star that you really, you had James Neal. Mm-hmm. But he was kind of like that.
Eric Carlson. Yeah.
Carlson, yeah. But Carlson was like, he developed into. He was not.
He did, but he's going to have to get paid eventually.
Right.
But he's going to have to get like paid like a 35, 40 goal guy. Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't like your one big star at the time was Fleury.
Yep.
And that's going to be the quietest, you know, we're not passing to that guy. He's not, you know, he's setting the tone a bit, but not like the forwards are, you know, not like the jump. So where is that? Now they're going to actually have a few people that are definitely going to be that they're going to unbalance the playing field. And I'm wondering how that's going to look.
And there's that assumption that a good team gets better, players are going to be better. And sometimes that doesn't happen. It can't possibly be that easy. You know?
Well, Avalanche are great. Were a great example in 2004.
Back in the day.
Yeah. With Korea and Solani coming in, it was all studs all the time.
Health
is an issue. Health is an issue, but even when everybody was healthy, people didn't understand what they were supposed to be doing necessarily.
Yeah. That's why they play the games. That's what makes the season fun. Mm-hmm. You know?
So yeah.
Yeah. There you go. What else we got here? Shout out to Brooks Orpik.
Oh, man.
An epic Avalanche career, by the way.
Yeah.
He came in the Grubauer deal and then was promptly bought out by the Avalanche. Mm-hmm. The Avalanche are responsible to pay him 2.5 next season and 1.5 during the season after that, I think. But he was signed back with the Capitals, so I don't know if the Avalanche are still on the hook for that. Yes, we should check Cap Friendly. We are.
Yes, they are, because they were...
There he is. I see him.
Yep. 2.5 and 1.5.
All right. So part of the deal, which the Capitals obviously had the leverage on, was like, hey, yeah, you can have Grubauer, but...
you're taking Orpik.
Here's Orpik.
And you'll note that...
They come together.
So here's the funny thing about that to me. You had that deal, right? And here's the Ottawa Senators trying to do the exact same thing with Bobby Ryan attached to Carlson. And they couldn't do it because Bobby Ryan's making so much money.
Yeah, no leverage.
And yeah, there wasn't enough leverage for it. And yet you've got, so they stacked a really expensive guy with a really good defenseman that everybody wanted. But this was a goalie that everybody wanted. And no, and yet they were just like, you know what? Here's the other half of that. And they're like, yeah, sure. Why not?
How bad do you want him?
This was the deal, like, where if you... The Senators played their Bobby Ryan card so hard and blew it. And the Caps played it so much easier and better and got what they wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you're a winner too.
Yeah.
That makes it easier.
Thanks for, did you get your,
thanks for coming.
Did you get your Brooks Orpik, Avs jersey before you went? Did you get his?
It sold out.
Yeah.
Sold out before they were made.
Nice.
Sadness. Nathan MacKinnon named a second team all NHL All-Star, first Avs player since the aforementioned Semyon Varlamov to be named to the all NHL team. That was 2013-14. So congratulations to him. Great season. Mm-hmm. Many people said he should have been the MVP, but he's going to have some more years, hopefully, that'll garner that kind of attention.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's going to be hard. McDavid won it, right? The MVP or?
Tyler Hall.
Oh, that's right.
Taylor Hall. Yeah. So there was some feelings about that and this and that and whatever, but either way, it was fun to watch Nathan MacKinnon have an enormous season last year. Looking forward to more from him for sure.
Yeah.
Mike Haynes, you won't be hearing him on Altitude Sports and Entertainment anymore.
I did not realize this until I found out from you.
It's very different. If you watch TV, Mark Mosier is now doing the play-by-play. Mm-hmm. Peter McNabb is doing the color. Left very quietly. And the rumor that I heard was that Haynes was asked to take more of a, I don't know what a diminished role would be, maybe even back to radio. And he was like, nah, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm good. But there was really no kind of acknowledgement. He's been with the team since the very beginning. No special attention, no nothing. So it seems like there was some interesting feelings there for sure. So if you tune in this year, Mark Mosier, the original radio voice, will be doing play-by-play. Mm-hmm. Like I said, McNabb will be doing color like we've always been used to. And Connor McGehee will be doing the radio call.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how much I knew about Connor McGehee without looking anything up until I started thinking about where he's been in Colorado sports, and he's been everywhere. He's done PA for the Avalanche. He's done PA for the DU Pioneers. He worked for the Golden Knights last year, kind of remotely. I think he flew wherever he needed to and then came back to here. Mm-hmm. He does the PA work at Mile High Stadium right now. Mm. So it's really interesting to see how much he's been around and how much I know about him again.
Yeah.
Kind of felt stalkerish.
This is going to be weird. Like
it's very strange so far.
Yeah. I watched one and obviously they've worked together before.
Mm-hmm. They have great chemistry.
They do, but
on the radio,
the thing is that the thing that Haynes did really well was he left room for McNabb,
Mosier's not known for room.
Not really. I mean, when you're doing it all on your own all the time, yeah, you can be a chatterbox and you may need the reminder, I doubt that it's going to be interesting to see what the fit is like.
Yeah. I think they had that during the national television, like the NBC Sports Network's national, TV last year, McNabb would be with Mosier on the radio. Right. So they do have that kind of chemistry, but I think TV is just a teeny bit different. Mm-hmm. It's strange. It's going to take a little getting used to for sure.
Yeah. If you're on the radio, when the play is going, you have to have play by play. You can't have the interjection.
You'd be like, oh, the puck.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting.
It's definitely going to be an adjustment. Mm-hmm. We'll just put it that way. So all the best to Mike Haynes, man. Some of our best Avalanche memories with him and John Kelly back in the day are in our heads for sure.
I can tell you where he won't go. He won't be working for the Red Wings anytime soon.
I don't know if they're going to offer him a deal.
No,
I don't think so.
I don't think he would accept the deal.
No, I'm out, guys. I'm out. So our best to him, whatever he decides to do. There's new jerseys. They're the old jerseys.
Which ones? I haven't seen them yet.
The alternates.
Yeah.
They're back.
Are they which?
They're the blueberries? The triangle. No, not the blueberry.
Okay.
The triangle, the old Reebok ones that they, you know, so they're new, but they're old. Yeah. They didn't redesign or anything. It's a new company making them, new fabrics and stuff, but.
Adidas.
Yeah. I wasn't super excited because I've seen those jerseys before, mm-hmm. but it'll be cool to see those back in action after a couple years.
You have two, a white and a blue of the Adidas, right?
Yeah, from last year.
Season. Mm-hmm. You've had them for a year now. What do you think? You like them?
I like them. Yeah. And I like the old 6100s, which is the old Cup days, the old CCMs and the mm-hmm. Cohos and everything. But I just see old pictures of the players in those, and they're just swimming in them. They're just way too big. I like to wear them because I'm team 58 plus, right? Yeah. But it's cool to watch things kind of slim down. These guys skate so much faster with smaller jerseys. They'd skate fast anyway. But the Adidas,
this is a podcast. People can't see your eye roll.
Yeah, totally. No, they're nice, and I think people are pretty happy with them. Denver Athletic is no longer lettering them though, so I need to do a little homework and figure out who's lettering Who's lettering these jerseys for the Avalanche?
So what is Denver Athletic doing now?
They're doing everything else besides that, I think. I think they still have the Nuggets. I think they still have everything else, but they decided to move on from the Avalanche, and they have a new lead customizer as well. So I don't know. Makes me sad because I love going over there and talking with them and getting jerseys done exactly how they're done on the ice. So.
And now you have to officially shun them.
Not shun them at all. You know, shout out to them for all the jerseys they've done throughout the years for me, but... It's just sad.
They're off the island.
It's just sad.
They're done. If they wanted to be your friend, they should have stuck around.
They should have.
But they didn't.
And it's all about me. This isn't about like the contracts they had and the money they spent. Like,
no.
It just makes me sad. Mm.
It's okay, Jay.
What?
My heart will go on for you. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Did I creep you out a little bit?
Totally.
Good. That's kind of like what I was hoping for. I was hoping to shoehorn you out of that little
downer. That's what I needed.
With a little creepiness.
Thanks, partner.
You bet.
Appreciate that. Fist bump. All okay. Right. The Avalanche also shook up their touch the iPad.
Thank you, Dan.
touch the iPad. They shook up their developmental pipeline. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Their development has changed. Their AHL team is in Loveland, just up north, just a little bit.
Windsor. Windsor.
Right next to Loveland.
It's in Windsor.
They're super close to each other.
Thank you.
Sorry mm-hmm. about that. But yeah,
at least you didn't say Fort Collins.
Totally.
Had to come over.
I could have gone south too.
IKEA table.
They're up north in Pueblo, dude.
Oh, Pueblo has a WSHL team this year.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, junior.
There's hockey all over the place.
I know.
Yay for hockey.
Pueblo of all places.
The hockey hotbed.
There's like two things in Pueblo now: hockey and disc golf, and that's it.
The old steel things.
I should go there. Okay, go for it.
Yeah, so I'll link Bleacher Report. J.D. Killian wrote a little something on that, just describing the ins and outs of the changes that the organization mm-hmm. has made, and we'll see how that works out.
Here's the fun one for me. You know who their new ECHL affiliate is. The Utah Grizzlies. Grizzlies are back.
Yeah, everything's like full circle.
They still have that 1993 cup that they won.
Of course they
in their offices. Like
that's the good stuff.
Yeah. They like give it back and then you have to, I don't know if the cup changed or anything like that at that year or something, but
nobody came and got it.
Yep.
So we're going to keep it. So yeah, I'll link you guys up to that. You can read all about those changes. And I think we're about set for the season.
I'm pretty ready.
Ready to do that hockey?
I mean, is there let's do that hockey as they say in hockey.
Let's do that hockey.
Is God, still brilliant.
Excellent.
Still brilliant.
Oh, it'll never get old. Let's do that ATP and AHP.
Mm-hmm. Are you really going to appropriate their catchphrase after what happened to us?
Those are different people.
Oh, that's us. Sorry. Yeah, we're doing it, so it's okay.
We're good.
You scumbag.
you low life.
How dare you, sir? How dare you? I'm going to take my pipe and monocle, and I'm going to go read a newspaper, possibly about the stock market, and put on a
march away.
Put on a Baskerville style hat.
Just March away. Ruff, ruff. Indignant. Ruff. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to do.
Didn't get a rump out of that guy.
Got any preseason shout outs for anybody, sir?
Well, Spongy Monkey was just here.
Oh, that's right. He was.
Why did you touch that? You knew that was going to happen.
How dare you? I will not touch anything else.
Right.
I didn't mean to.
Yeah. Shout out to Spongy Monkey. He was here a few days.
Chris is like OG Abs Hockey Podcast faithful, man.
That's one of the fun things about our show is like, you know, people like, hey, I'm going to be in Denver. Let's go grab tacos. And you know what?
So that's what you do. You go get tacos.
Taco it up. Mm-hmm. Taco it up.
We get tacos.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Any of y'all coming down to the 5280, coming down to the 303.
Wow. Look at you.
What?
Is there a 720? I mean,
you know, so
I think it's all 303.
If you're not from Colorado, we had the 303 error code forever, and then
forever.
We had a 720.
Then we ran out of numbers.
Nobody liked the 720. No, I don't think anybody still likes the 720. There's like, ugh, why do I have to get a 720?
Yeah, it doesn't flow like 303.
Yeah, I've got a 303, and so I feel.
I was just wondering if there was like a four corners where I can stand 1 foot in 303 and 1 foot in 720.
It's not regional.
I was just saying.
You know, if you want to, you could probably go 1 foot in like the 719. Mm-hmm. Which is Western or the 970, which is the Eastern.
Yeah.
You know, but no, it's a three.
We'll figure this out. People are wondering this.
Anyways, if you guys are coming down this way, let us know.
We'd love to say hi.
Yeah. I mean, I'm working until 1 a.m. sometimes, and Jay, you know, he has his hobbies, which usually don't involve an RV and meth, but
not usually.
Not usually.
Sometimes though, I can quit whenever I want.
Yeah, totally.
Yep.
Yep.
Shout out to John Waldman, my golf buddy. We play golf. Okay. He listens to the show. Just wanted to say hi to him.
Does he listen to the show while he plays golf?
No. Hmm. Although that would be pretty cool. Two different seasons.
All right. You know. So John, this one's for you.
Right on, John.
Four. All right. You can use that if you want, John.
Four.
Yep.
No, John's a pretty good player, so he doesn't have to say that very often. Also, shout out to Jake Dubin.
Do you only say it when you're bad, or do you?
Yeah, you say that when you're about to hit somebody right in their dome. Uh-huh. Oh. You don't say it before every shot.
Oh, that's why they don't do it on the. I want to see Tiger Woods do that.
He doesn't. He has to every once in a while, but it's more towards the crowd and everything. Yeah. Four right. Four. Sorry.
Okay.
Shout out to Jake Dubin as well, my buddy in the Jersey business. Out. Heads up.
What? Yeah, heads.
Watch your lips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Four is just more distinguished.
Sorry, Jake. I'm kind of interrupting your shout out.
Right on, Jake. Jake's a Jersey buddy doing some deals and such. Mm-hmm. So good to help him out, add some depth to his collection, and it goes both ways. So thank you, Jake. And also shout out to everybody that's going to play some Mavs Twitter Psychic this year on the Twitter machine.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to keep that going because it's fun. That's the end of my list. It's not about anything else besides having some fun, whether the Avalanche win or lose. It's even worse when the Avalanche don't score, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
the thing about it. We would have a few people go, nobody's going to score. And then everybody get all mad about it. Mm-hmm. Then nobody would score.
Yeah. They'd be like, ha-ha. And they're like, where's my retweet? I'm like, I'm not retweeting anybody that said the Avalanche were going to score.
Is that in the rules?
That's where I draw the line.
That in the rules?
Unwritten rule.
You know what?
I'm not going to retweet people who doubt the team. I was trying to get the Star Wars. What's this? I find your lack of faith disturbing.
There you go.
Yeah. That's kind of where I am.
Yeah.
I let Darth Vader speak for me on that one.
I'm glad you used that one for Star Wars and not the other one.
Okay.
That I was thinking.
That's what I'm here for. Spiel.
Jeez.
We got the, you can do the super short and concise one too.
Well, you know what? It's been a while. So,
just give them a real quick rundown of where you can find us on the old internets.
So if you go on Google,
start with Google. People are like, oh, I would never do that.
Never seen that.
what's this Google what you this speak Google? Of? Monocle. Is this new?
My new eye monocle,
mm-hmm.
along with my iPad and my eye pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I drinking coffee? I'm supposed to do this. Go to avshockeypodcast.com. And there's like, if you look on the left side, there's stuff. And if you look on the right side, there's links, and the links are what's going to get you to things that do stuff like Facebook, like Twitter. There's like, I think
so well said.
There's a hashtag thing. You can subscribe in iTunes. You can subscribe in Android. You can subscribe with a frowny face that says something else. You can click on the Instagram icon that hasn't been used by Instagram in years.
But you know what it is? You know what it is?
Well, you might.
It's close enough.
It says Insta on it, unlike the current one. Which
so we can always update things too.
Jay's on Facebook as Avs Hockey Podcast. Mm-hmm. Yep. And on you're on Instagram as Avs Podcast and on Twitter as Avs Podcast. I'm pretty much only doing Instagram at the moment because I just can't be bothered.
The good stuff.
I probably will check in more a little more on Twitter now that the season started, but
yeah.
Gosh, it's probably gonna be pretty rare.
It's so, all good, man.
There's links to the curse word shirt, which we haven't used curse word in a long time.
We didn't have to near as much last year.
Not as much, no. Yeah. And, but also,
I don't mind that. It's always there if we need it.
Well, okay. And you know, maybe if you think of a new hashtag or not hashtag, catchphrase.
Wouldn't it be catchphrase? Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys think of some kind of catchphrase that you think we should use, hit us up on Twitter. Hashtag AHP catchphrase. Okay. Would be nice.
Ooh. I'm debuting the new logo right now as well.
I didn't know that.
I've been working with our guy Hirsch, of course.
Hirsch
is our guy. He's definitely gonna listen to the show. And we won't describe anything that's in the logo quite yet because it's gonna be this huge unveiling with the press conference, and we're gonna have our press people rolling.
Massive.
Out.
I'm typing up the 7-page press release.
It's right going to start with 4 immediate release. I mean, this is going to be a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
No, keep an eye on the,
yeah.
But this is the, we've got the nod to certain things that we are both passionate about and it's simple, but, it's going to be pretty cool. So
I like it.
New logo coming out soon too. Thank you, Hirsch. We appreciate you.
Yeah. My man. If you guys though, think of any, catchphrases that you would like us to use, I think we should audition them next, next one. So just hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, whatnot. If you want to use a hashtag AHP catchphrase.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I just came up with that. Thanks.
That's legit.
I can't imagine anybody else is using that.
No.
And we'll try them out. And if I need to, I'll get on my big announcery voice and we'll do it.
Oh yeah.
You want
to, I love it when you bust that thing out. Don't do it. Don't do it. Right. Save it.
Really?
Save it.
All right.
Save it. Yeah. We love it.
Don't. Yeah.
All right, man.
Any predictions for this season?
No.
Okay.
No, you know how much you and I love predictions and rumors. I just hope it's a good season where they're competitive and playing well. I mean, we could sit here all day and talk about predictions and who's going to play well, how many goals certain guys are going to score. But
a lot of teams, that aren't from Vancouver improved.
Yeah.
Look at what the Sharks did. Kings got Kovalchuk, so that's going to be an interesting experiment.
Still got it a little bit too. There was one preseason goal he scored. It was like, whoa,
really?
You're not old.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah, it was pretty nifty.
Okay,
very fancy.
Arizona actually has potential to not be the worst. A lot of teams in the West improved. A couple didn't. Even the Avalanche, I think, shored up the defense core, and I think it's going to be interesting. I think where it all shakes out is going to be interesting. Oh, and with Corey Perry out for 5 months.
Yeah. There's going to be hockey. That's my prediction.
Oh,
I hope I'm right with that.
I think you'll be right. Yes. A couple years after that, we'll have to see.
I love being right.
Yeah.
All right, man.
You good? Fist bump.
Touch the iPad.
Boom.
I think we're good for the season. I hope you guys are too. We're excited to share it with you, share our passion with you. And, that's how we do.
Mm-hmm.
Year 11. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do it again.
I think we're going to do it again.
Okay.
Burritos, hockey.
Yep.
Hockey talk. Terrible jokes.
Oh, terrible.
So bad.
Yeah.
We're going to make your terrible jokes.
You came for the comedy, you stayed for the hockey, and that's just sad.
We still appreciate you, though. Yeah. So, all right, we'll come at you here in a little bit through the season. I think we're going to go about once a month as usual, and that'll be it.
Mm-hmm.
Any last words, sir?
No.
All right. I think we're good.
You have baseball to watch.
That's right. It's time to go watch these Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they can do some work and the Giants too.
Yep. Fair weather fan for you.
Go Rockies.
Yep.
Since 93, I've been a fair weather fan.
Oh, yeah.
All right. For James Tate, Blake Grayling, I'm JV. Take care. Let's go Avs. We'll see you next time on the Avs Hockey Podcast. See you.
have decided that for today's podcast, I am not going to pull up the stats. I'm just going to keep the money in front of me. In honor of Jessie J and her song about...
it's not about the money,
It isn't, but it is. So that's what I'm
it's
doing.
It's not about the bling, bling, bling. Do you want me to play that song?
I'm sorry, what? I had a moment. What? Don't. No, we can't afford the copyright.
Let me play you a song. You don't have to put this in the show.
I'm not putting it in the show. I'm not. I don't even think it's a good idea to put me in the show. I think that's just a bad choice all around. I'm not even awake yet. This is not.
That's
this
part
is,
of the fun.
This is a bad idea, just overall.
This is a bad idea.
You should really consider your choices in life.